On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
So the call screener, when I turned it on, said access is denied on my first try. And I'm thinking, is this how they tell me? Is this how I find out? Anyway, it's Butterfingers Potter who messed with it, and I got it going now. Hello, folks. Grandpa Potter here, here every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to barely make it to 70 degrees today. It's going to be an outstanding day, and it is going to be a wonderful weekend. I'm pretty fired up. Give us a call, as always, 884-9910. And when I say that, what that means is that I have done absolutely no show prep, which is pretty consistent with every other Saturday. But today I might as well boast about it this morning. And oddly, on Saturdays, it also means that whatever bullcrap topic I bring up, it doesn't matter what that is, because what's on your mind gets priority and gets on the show. A big hello to Craig out in Carson City. Hi, Craig. How's it going?
It's going very well this morning, John. Thank you very much for asking.
Brian Kilmeade tonight.
Yes. Bartley Ranch Amphitheater.
What time does it start?
Doors at 6, show at 7.
Can people still get or buy tickets?
They can still get tickets. I think it's Brian Kilmeade, whatever his email is, at fox.com. And not a problem at all. There's limited seating, but it's still seating available.
So these shows, I've been to that place before for shows. I think the last thing I saw there was it was a play. They did, I think, The Sound of Music, and I wasn't expecting much because it was it wasn't a school. It was a theater group of teenagers, and I was so knocked out and impressed with how good this actually was at Bartley Ranch. And they have the food trucks out there during intermission. People go out there. Is that the scene? What was it like with Jimmy Failla? You went to that, right?
Yeah, I went to that last Saturday. Yes, food truck was outside. BJ's, the local BJ's, not the BJ's restaurants, but the BJ's on Victorian Avenue. Jay and his mom have the food trucks. Yeah, they were there. There was nearly sold out, I want to say. I might have saw two blades of grass that weren't covered by somebody's derriere.
you didn't get a chair? Because
there's chairs, but then there's also general admission, which is the grass.
Okay. All right. So cool. So what was the highlight of Jimmy Failla's show? Was it a skit or something?
The highlight of the show, because this week it was his mom's first time coming to Reno. So
was she there?
End of his set, he called her up and and audience had could ask questions of mom.
Ask questions of mom. Okay, well, Brian Kilmeade tonight, folks. Don't miss it. Now today, the Reno River Festival is back this weekend. Rides, food, vendors, drinks. I hope you have fun. But 3-day entry passes to the Reno River Festival at Idlewild Park are $20 per person. And yeah, I've said this before. I'm, have fun, have a great time. I am just not a big fan of fencing off and charging $20 to get into a taxpayer-supported public park. It just doesn't seem right to me. But if you got the $20 or more, if you need it more, if you bring the family, oh my gosh, can you imagine how much a family cost? I'm not knocking it. It's wonderful we have these events and everything, but it's a public park. I guess, just go have a good time. What do they put like a big fence around Idlewild Park for this? Could it? I'm just letting you know. Polls open at 10 o'clock today for the Nevada primary. Here's the latest. President Trump has endorsed Republican David Filippo, who has pitched himself as the Trumpiest candidate, according to him, in the primary for Nevada's second congressional district. The Trumpiest candidate. The president wrote on social media, "It's my great honor to endorse America First patriot David Filippo, who is strongly supported by the most highly respected MAGA warriors in Nevada and many Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives. I won Nevada in a virtual landslide," the president says, "in 2024, and I have always done phenomenally well there." He won by 4%, as I remember. I could be wrong. The president praised Filippo's military record and his business leadership. What do you think, folks? David Filippo is from Las Vegas. He said he moved to his house in Reno sometime around February, soon after Hamidi bowed out. Yeah, like it was always in his plan, right? He said that he and his wife plan to stay in northern Nevada and are renting in Reno while they look for their forever home. Okay. You know this because I've said this many times. I am for the northern Nevada people to have the top positions that serve our area, to have them be northern Nevada people. Because what happens is, like we saw with Sisolak, like we see with Ford and anybody else from the South who gets a top state position or federal position, they don't know us down here. What they do know are all their friends in Las Vegas, and guess who fills up the top spots on their staff? Bill Raggio is gone, so it's up to me to keep reminding folks we are in reality two different states with two different top issues. We have more in common, dare I say, with Northern California than we do with Southern Nevada. Southern Nevada, well, I'll give you an example. They tried to push through a literal theft of our Northern Nevada water with a massive pipe 12-some years ago. Lawmakers who represent the state have enormous power over taxes, over which counties get more from the state, which grants are awarded, who gets hired to oversee public projects. Enormous power. How would you like your Las Vegas resident congressman being influenced by all his buddies and contacts in Vegas? Here's a quote from the James Settlemyer campaign. He's in the race for Hamidi's seat. Quote, "Ultimately, northern Nevada voters will decide this election, and they deserve a representative who knows our issues, understands our communities, and has the experience to represent them in Washington, not someone who only moved here when a political opportunity opened up." Yeah, David Filippo moved to northern Nevada just recently to get in the race. I don't think it's a coincidence that he decided suddenly to spend the rest of his life here. He was actually actively running for the Southern 3rd Congressional District and living in Southern Nevada until Mark Hamidi said he wasn't running again. Now, Governor Lombardo is endorsing Settlemyer, and after the president's endorsement of Filippo, Mark Hamidi doubled down on his endorsement for Settlemyer, posting the president, quote, this is Hamidi here, "made a mistake, and with all due respect, Mr. President, Nevada already has 5 representatives who live in Clark County. Your endorsement, if followed, would make it 6 out of 6. CD2 has been especially good to you through your 3 runs. This endorsement is an incredibly curious way to say thank you to those people who have been the bedrock of your political endeavors here in Nevada." After the endorsement, another CD2 candidate, yeah, lots happened here, folks, past 24 hours, former Eureka County Sheriff Jesse Watts announced he was suspending his campaign. He's endorsing Settlemyer. Watts wrote, I cannot support a candidate for Congress who does not genuinely represent Northern Nevada. Anyway, today on the show, we have congressional candidate George Forbush coming on at 10 o'clock this morning. Another congressional candidate, CD2 candidate, Mike Smith at 10:30, and congressional CD2 candidate Fred Simon at 11:30. All very good Northern Nevada people that I hope you give a listen and some consideration to. And you can text your questions for them. As for the race for governor, all we see that are, you know, all we see on that are the Lombardo and Ford press releases on the local news websites. I mean, they basically, if you go to the local news website, they just reprint the press releases. They've been doing this for Aaron Ford for a long time. It's like, who wrote the Aaron Ford wrote it? He's writing his own news. And is any reporter, newspaper, TV going to ask Democrat AG running for governor Aaron Ford why he won't debate his primary opponent, Alexis Hill? I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not a Democrat, but Aaron Ford is Southern Nevada. Alexis Hill is Northern Nevada. The last Southern Nevada governor was Steve Sisolak, and we all know how well that went for us here in Northern Nevada. So, also new this morning, you probably caught this on our Fox News top of the hour newscast. A judge ordered Trump's name has to be removed from the Kennedy Center. The performing arts venue was scheduled to close later this year, so renovation work could begin. The judge's order also halted the closure. President Trump has 2 weeks to remove his name from the building, but the center spokesperson said they are, quote, confident that on appeal, the court will uphold the board's will to recognize President Trump's historic contributions to the center. Well, it was okay. The board approved the name change. So, okay, I'll shut up. I'm John Potter, live and local, going to take a quick break. Craig's going to open up the phones, and we'll either hear from you or we'll run through some local news here very shortly in this after this break. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Is FM Talk. There is
a house. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Local stuff in the news. This is not our local newscast right now. Phil has that, our local news, on the half hours. I guess we'll call these stories that John Potter will not let go of. Office holders got another earful Thursday night about a huge development proposed for 760 acres between beautiful Washoe and Pleasant Valleys. Sierra Reflections would have 900. It's hard to picture this. 940 new single family homes between Washoe and Pleasant Valley. Opponents, folks who live there, spoke of low infrastructure for all this, high traffic and difficulty evacuating wildfires. Earlier, the project was denied by the Washoe County Planning Commission, but then the Board of Commissioners overruled that. Well, then it was up to the Truckee Meadows Planning Agency, but they made no vote Thursday night. They moved it to a future meeting. Yeah, because they wanted to get home alive. Pack this meeting here. I don't really pick sides on this, but I acquiesce. I submit. I go along with what the folks who live there, what they want and what they say. This is their place, and no doubt most of them are against it. And I have a hard time actually picturing people from 940 homes escaping a wildfire on two roads. Now, that's it. And even for folks who don't live there, Pleasant Valley and Washoe Valley are very special places. It's a nice, quiet break on your drive on old 395 and even 580 that remind you, yeah, this is how things used to be, you know, and I like that. Let's go to Ben calling up 884-9910. Hey, Ben, good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, Ben.
So, America, don't be afraid. I've been fighting for you for years. I literally have the shadow government follow me everywhere I go. Look up in the sky. There's no chemtrails today. You want to know why? Because the chemtrails are actually contrails. They're con artists. They want you to think that they're contrails.
All right.
They're spraying chemicals on
us. Any evidence, Ben, you can share besides your feeling on it?
Look up in the sky. Okay. Do you think air traffic has stopped today?
No. I got to go, my friend. Thank you so much. 9:25, our time right now. A new stormwater utility in Douglas County. This is another big thing here. It's a no-go after Thursday's commissioners meeting. This meeting lasted 7 hours with an overflow crowd. Most folks spoke in opposition to these proposed fees and how some residents would pay more than others. And so it was not approved, but it could come back if it's reintroduced. Many people at the meeting hammered the county for how it has spent taxpayer money lately and then trying to get the residents to pay for it. As one resident told commissioners, $34 million on an event center up in Tahoe benefits just the casinos. And then we buy a movie theater. It's almost like giving a credit card to a teenager. They're going to spend it on irresponsible stuff. Why are they doing that? And you know what? The county, Douglas County, they bought the old Twin movie theater. No, it was, right, on North Carson Street, Ironwood Center. And I've gone there many times. Am I mistaken on this? It's the 28-year-old Carson Valley Theaters, right? Yeah, my wife says she saw The Matrix there, but 10 years ago, it had seen much better days, you know, very run down. And until it closed, it was reduced to showing these older movies for bargain admission. It was not doing well at all, and the county bought it for $2.9 million. Is this the wrong theater? Anyway, the other one, in Douglas, okay, I don't think that's worth $2.9 million either. $2.9 million, it did have me scratch my head there. So they paid that last summer, and now they have to, well, community groups are pledging $125,000 for the contract for architects to turn it into an art center. And I wish them well, but it is very hard to make an arts center a success. The best example of a very lively and involved arts center that's doing well, I point to the Brewery Arts Center in Carson City. Always busy. Been there many times. It's fun, they're smart. They rent out the rooms to organizations for their meetings and speeches, like Carson City Rotary. An example of an arts center that doesn't work would be the Lear Theater in Reno. At least that was the plan when our town owned it many years ago. And the poor Lear has been owned in Reno by groups that really just used it to pitch people to donate money to fix it up. And it got a minor fix up like 20 years ago, but really it was just left to sit there when people asked for money for the Lear. This is too sad for me to talk about. And one more thing, the Nevada Supreme Court ruled that a 1985 state law requiring doctors to notify parents of minors seeking an abortion is unconstitutional. That law had been blocked due to Roe versus Wade. But when that was overturned 4 years ago, a lower court ruled that it's an enforceable rule requiring doctors to notify parents of minors seeking an abortion. That happened last July. Well, then Planned Parenthood sued to stop that law, and the court agreed, ruling the notify parents law is too vague. That is outrageous to me that a minor can seek an abortion without her parents knowing. It's just egregious. Today is Big Words Day, by the way. I'm with Bill Maher, who is for legalizing abortion up until the third trimester of high school. But, okay, maybe that wasn't funny. Very inappropriate topic. But seriously, if I have to say something about this, the left is ridiculous when they say about the pro-life people, they say, oh, they just hate women. People who are not pro-choice hate women. They don't hate women. The left just made it up. We're going to break for Fox News, and then Phil has your local news for us. I'm John Potter, live and local. Plenty of guests, including three candidates for Nevada Congressional District 2 are going to be with us, talking with us, and I hope you'll hear them out and consider them for your primary vote. All right, we'll be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Awesome. Here we go. FM News Talk time. It's 9:35. John Potter, live and local, talking health again. Something I learned yesterday. The serving of salad dressing that I put on my salad, the sugar in that salad dressing serving is equal to 5 Oreo cookies. Derek, how is that possible?
Well, the old verbiage has been that there's more calories in the salad dressing than in the majority of meals.
But I'm eating healthy. That's eating healthy, right?
Hypothetically.
I can't even taste the sugar that in this dressing. Or maybe I become immune to it. But why do they do that? Why do they have to do that? And there's sugar as a leading ingredient in my pasta sauce.
Yeah. That's why you eat more of it. It generates the craving, yeah. It's either salty or sugar, both of them generate more. You want more.
So devious.
It is.
Really is. How many years of success have you had with Restore now?
I've been using Restore for 6 years. Success with Restore for 6 years.
I've been using it for over 3. And I don't know about you, I just feel great. I really do. I'm elevated my mood and my physical and my mental health being greatly. And the one thing that has changed in my life over the past 3 years have been your products. Restore is your staple product, which activates the brain. It balances the immune system. Can you describe it any better than I can?
I can try. Right. So anytime that we can improve the brain activity, improve the brain function, our immune system has directly correlates with the activity of the brain. And so the more active our brain becomes, the more active our immune system becomes. And more active meaning that we balance it. So if our brain's kind of overreacting in a certain area, that could have a direct correlation to an overactive immune system. And so what Restore does is Restore balances the functionality of the brain and also has a direct effect on balancing an overreaction in the immune system. And so it all starts in the brain. It doesn't start in the body when it comes to the immune system. And so if we can balance the brain function or improve brain function, there's a direct correlation to balancing out the immune system.
And what are the ingredients? And not to give away secrets to possible imitators, but what's in Restore?
So I developed Restore based on my own health issues. And so what I did was my brain was failing. I was diagnosed with estimated to have less than 6 months to live because my brain was failing. And so I developed an amino acid complex derived from plant compounds. And so when you can derive an amino acid complex from plant compounds, that passes through the blood-brain barrier. And so that's what's different about my specific amino acid complex versus just about any others that I've seen. Most other amino acid complexes are chains specifically bonded, like L-arginine, citrulline, beta-alanine. Those are synthesized amino acids that they then bond together to have a specific end result. Mine's all plant compounds, plant extracts that we then build and compound together. When you use natural compounds, it can have an effect in the brain, especially when they're very long chains. So this is one thing that differentiates mine from anyone others I've ever seen. And so that's the basis of all my formulas as well, is when we can activate the brain, that drastically improves any absorption utilization of any products of any formula, because we can activate the brain, communicate with the brain, and therefore the brain becomes aware of the fact that these ingredients are available to utilize and uptake. And so restores the amino acid complex is the basis, and then we use plant and fruit extracts is the basis of Restore.
You get it on brainhealthformulas.com. Now, this discovery of what these ingredients, this discovery was made out of necessity. Your situation years ago, you went through the route of the traditional doctor and the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. 4 years of prescription amphetamines.
4 years. You gave it a lot of patience to make something work.
Yeah.
So that forced you to develop this on your own.
Yeah. They didn't have any answers for me. I went to neurologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, and none of them had any answers. They said, oh, your lab work is fine. Your heart rate's fine. Your heart's functioning fine. And nobody had any answers as to the why. And so I eventually got to is recognizing that my brain was misfiring. And so when you donate blood every 1 to 2 weeks, you start asking questions. And so I was doing that for several years. And in 2019, I had a resting heart rate of 140 beats per minute for almost the entire year. And so I was trying to donate blood as often as I could, but I had to get my heart rate low enough in order to do that.
How would donating blood help?
If your heart rate's, because it removes the pressure out of my head.
Oh, no kidding.
And so it was a challenge because I had to focus on trying to drop my heart rate so I could get in to actually donate blood, because if your heart rate's too high, they won't let you. So it was always a challenge for me to do that. And so, 6 months of Restore, my heart rate actually normalized once again. So Restore has really saved my life. It gave me the ability to, my brain's working better now than it has my entire life. I'm 50 years old. I can't even explain to you how I was functioning before. It's just so much better now. And it's really been a fascinating story. I feel like I'm alive for the first time in my life.
You really ought to write a book.
You know, it's interesting you say that. In the past week, I've actually started illustrating pictures and trying to draw in my mind anyways. And that's the first time that something like this has actually popped up. So it might happen soon.
Restore is the primary product at brainhealthformulas.com. As I said, I've been on it over 3 years now. Monday, the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign goes purple to mark Alzheimer's and Brain Health Awareness Month. This article says more than 54,000 Clark County residents are living with Alzheimer's disease. Statewide, the number of Nevadans with Alzheimer's is 54,900. Your thoughts on Alzheimer's and treatment and a possible product that could help alleviate that terrible disease?
Well, I've only dealt with one person specifically that has Alzheimer's. And what we've found with Restore, Restore has been able to improve the emotional content of how someone responds. It calmed them down. They became more calm, I guess, the best way to say it, calmed their emotional body. And for people who are dealing with Alzheimer's specifically, the emotional upheaval, the emotional outbursts, not understanding things from an emotional place is very disruptive and disturbing to them.
I'd be terrified.
And so Restore has been able to balance out the emotional level at a minimum. And so I've only worked with one person personally. A lot of people have ordered for Alzheimer's, and I don't know what their experiences has been.
Well, I didn't even know there was a Brain Health Awareness Month, and I think that's great. I think the brain is overlooked. It's the primary organ. It controls, it deals with the entire body, every organ. Okay, necessity bundles.
Yeah.
This is rather new, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we released it earlier this year.
All right, necessity bundles. These focus on the thyroid and type 2 diabetes. What exactly do they do?
So it's restores in it, Dopexil's in it, and another formula called Cell Repair. What Cell Repair is there's that we actually, I read a document earlier last couple weeks where a guy in the 1920s developed a diet to help repair type 2 diabetes that had to do with white rice and sugar. And this is what he was experimenting with in the 1920s. And what he found was within 2 years of being on a specific diet of white rice and sugar, he was able to reverse type 2 diabetes, not because the people died, but because they were able to force the body to utilize glucose again. And so what he recognized 100 years ago was that the body was just not absorbing glucose properly. And so what Cell Repair does is Cell Repair provides myo-inositol. Inositol is what is needed for our body, for our cells to be able to utilize glucose. And so we've had people call me and give me results of what that bundle has been doing for them. And we had one person this week call in and said that they refused to go on thyroid medication. They started taking one capsule of Restore, Dopexil, and Cell Repair. And they went back to their doctor and their thyroid numbers were just about back in the normal range without medications. And so the doctor asked what they were doing in order to get there, and she told them, and the doctor started looking to my website. So that's one example specifically that this individual is able to normalize her thyroid function with just that bundle. So it's been pretty fascinating.
Yeah, we're going to update folks on the body scan, the incredible technology that, and also NeuroCell. Derek has really good news about NeuroCell and what's been discovered and what has been demonstrated to him. Anyway, check out the products at brainhealthformulas.com. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more segment with Derek on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:46.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
So, Derek, how's the website? When's the big update coming?
Oh, I don't know. The guy who's building it's also finishing his PhD thesis. His thesis, I believe, is on being a caretaker for Alzheimer's and dementia people. And so he's in the middle of that. So he kind of set the website aside so he could finish his final paper handed in so he can graduate on time.
Boy, that touches most everybody, doesn't it?
It's really impressive what he's doing. So I'm really fascinated by it.
So NeuroCell, talking brain health again with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. NeuroCell, you have really good news about NeuroCell, your product. What has it demonstrated to you?
You know, people have commented on how the mental clarity has just greatly improved with it. One of the things that NeuroCell does is it enables our natural ability to produce NAD to flourish. And when we can produce NAD, then we can actually keep our mitochondria healthier. And we can keep our mitochondria healthier, we can actually absorb and utilize nutrients more efficiently. So NeuroCell is great for that. When people are taking NeuroCell, they find that they're not eating as much. And then people have actually found just by, I guess, one of the side effects is people actually have been losing weight just by taking NeuroCell twice a day. And so just because it improves how their brain is functioning, improves how their body is functioning, and that's been one of the benefits of just taking NeuroCell.
I can think of no better combination than correcting brain fog and losing weight with the same ingredient.
Yeah.
How does that happen? I mean, they have no connection, do they?
They do, actually. So if a lot of times brain fog has to do with neurotransmitters not firing properly. And so a lot of times as we age, we produce an enzyme that disrupts the ability to produce NAD. NAD is like the scrubber for our mitochondria. And so what the key component in NeuroCell does is it disrupts that enzyme. So when we can disrupt that enzyme, then we can actually produce NAD naturally. And so one of the other components of neurocellulose is NMN, nicotine mononucleotide, which improves our ability to produce NAD. And also we have acetylcholine is in it as well, which helps to produce those neurotransmitters for memory recall, just mental clarity. So it's kind of a triplex of ingredients that all compound together to improve mitochondrial function, to improve metabolism, to improve brain function and how we metabolize nutrients.
How's the body scan doing?
Wow. That's fantastic. We actually are very busy with that.
How booked are you now?
We're booked up week out, always. We're doing four to six new people every week of full body scans, and we're doing therapies on 15 people two or three times a week. So we're usually booked up from 8 to 5 every day.
Briefly describe the body scan again.
So the best part about it is everyone has been improving their brain function.
It's a 20-minute process, right?
It takes 20 minutes to do the full body scan. We spend 30 minutes explaining the report. We print everything out so people can go home with this big binder of information.
With pictures of the inside of their body.
Yep. The brain, different parts of the brain.
Every organ, veins,
vascular system, lymphatic system of the liver, vascular structure of the liver, cellular integrity of each and every body part, how your vascular system is working, how your arterial system is working, how your nervous system is working. So we provide all this data. You get to see it. You get to see it when it's being scanned. We go over the report with you. It gives you pathology. We get to go in and look to see if you're vitamin deficient. We get to look at your hormones. We look at your blood. And what we've been finding...
You can actually look at hormones?
Yeah, it's all there. It's all available. We can see all of it with your blood.
Oh, my God.
And so what we can also do is one of the things we've been finding with just about everyone is there's microorganisms in the nervous system. And so the more those microorganisms we can weaken, the more efficient people's brains are functioning. And so we've been doing this with people with type 2 diabetes, with thyroid disorders. And the more we can weaken those microorganisms, the more efficient our nervous system functions. And so one of the fascinating things with type 2 diabetes is the pancreas is compromised, right? That's what produces insulin.
Right.
But there's also pancreatic islets and A, B, and D islets, which pancreatic A and B islets is what produces insulin. Mm-hmm. So we can actually correct those specific qualities of the pancreas. And so this is what we've been doing for people who have type 2 diabetes, is we can actually correct the function of what actually produces insulin. And so we can do those things with our scanner, and we can do corrective therapies with our scanner at the same time. So we can, it's been really fascinating. People have made tremendous improvements, and at a minimum, sometimes people just want to get scanned to find out how their body is functioning. People who have gut issues, we can actually show them why they're having gut issues, because we can see bacteria, mm-hmm. we can see viruses, we can scan the small intestine, the large intestine, the colon, the rectum. We can see all the microorganisms in the cellular tissue.
Your own body. I can think of nothing more important to do than that.
It's amazing. It truly is.
On your website, do you show the pictures on your website?
I put some of my
scanner can show.
I put some of my pictures on the website.
All right,
just so people can
out.
See.
Check this out, folks.
We have a whole page for the bioresonance scanner, and so we have a flyer up there. We have some of my pictures up there, mm-hmm. And so it's all available. And people can always call and ask questions. My number is 775-634-7789. People can call and ask questions. People can call and ask about products. We have it all.
So, yeah, the website is really everything. Brainhealthformulas.com. You have the phone number on the website.
Yeah,
so
it's there in the contact
section. People don't have to rush for a pencil right now. But check out the page on the bioresonance scan,
yep.
And it'll floor you. It's fascinating science, and it just... It's such a fascinating topic. I mean, can you recommend like a book, a primer on brain health?
You know, Hulda Clark is one of the better ones who actually went. She actually developed something called the Bug Zapper, and so she recognized that microorganisms were probably the cause of most dysfunction as we age. So she has a lot of great books. Dr. Hulda Clark.
She's written them.
She's written them, yeah. I don't think she's alive anymore.
Hulda Clark?
Hulda, H-U-L-D-A.
Okay.
Clark. And she wrote a lot of books on using killing off microorganisms, and she believed that microorganisms are the key to being anti-aging.
Your lab offices and store is in South Reno. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies, and the address there is 780 Smith Ridge Drive. It's the little drive behind the stores there, actually behind Trader Joe's. But your phone knows, 780 Smith Ridge Drive, and it's open today when?
Noon to 4.
Noon to 4?
We're sweet.
Is that 7 days, or do you take Sunday off?
Take Sunday off, but if anyone wants to come down today, be sure to call, because I'm going to have the front door locked, but I'll be there till 4 o'clock today.
All right. All right, Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. 40 seconds, Derek.
40 seconds. Thank you, John. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to be on. Thank you for all the people who listen to me ramble on every Saturday. And I'm just grateful for being able for having our conversations, for our rapport. And I'm just grateful. Thank you for everything.
Actually, gratefulness is the greatest mental thing you can do for your brain, for your life.
Thank you, John.
Is gratefulness. See how we are, folks? We say, thank you, I'm grateful, I'm thank you. And, oh, I feel great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really is. Okay, Derek, good week to you.
Thanks,
have
John.
Have a great weekend. Up next, we're going to be with, in studio, a candidate for Congress, CD2. Stick with us right after news.